You are listening to Huda Recordings.
This madhab, this sect became so popular because so many people want to follow their desires. It actually became exactly like Christianity. You believe Jesus was sent down to the earth and died for our sin, that's it. You do whatever you do, you end up in Jannah. It became like that. You know that God exists, that's it. You enter Jannah, no doubt. The fourth issue I will mention today and end with it, his belief or this sect's belief in the Day of Judgment. They also have a different belief or view to the Day of Judgment other than us. First, Al-Jahmiyyah, they said, there is no such thing called As-Sirat in the Day of Judgment. As-Sirat, he said, it's not exist. And they deny this totally. They said there is no Quran, any verse said there is Sirat. What's the benefit from Sirat? And they start to argue about this. But that's totally lie, because Allah Azza Jal said in the Quran, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, everyone will pass over it. كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. How the person will pass over Jahannam? Above the Sirat. And Allah Azza Jal said, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ. So many scholars said, Al-Aqabah in this verse is As-Sirat. How he will pass Al-Aqabah. How you will pass As-Sirat. One of the things will make you pass As-Sirat, Fakku Raqabah, to free a slave. Aw it'am, or to give people food while they are hungry. Tayyib. Also, As-Sunnah, Innabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Sirat will be above Jahannam and people will pass it. I'm the first one who will pass the Sirat in the Day of Judgment. And all the prophets, they would say, Allahumma sallim sallim, O Allah, protect us while they are passing it. And we all know the details of the Sirat. Also, the Jahmiyyah denied there is something called scale in the Day of Judgment. And Allah will not have a scale, and there is no weight. Allah will not weight anything in the Day of Judgment. They deny this totally. And they said, scale is for the person who sells grocery. It's not for God. Because God knows what you did and what you didn't do. He doesn't need a scale to weight things. Okay? And they said, we deny this. But also, they said, how can your deeds be weighted? The deeds, has no shape. يعني salat, there is nothing kida called salat outside. How many pound salat is weight? They start laughing and making joke and fun of Ahl Sunnah. They said, no, there's nothing called weight. But Al Quran and Sunnah told us there is a skill. And Allah will weight the deeds. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said, in the Day of Judgment, the skills will be there. لا ولا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. فمن ثقلت موازينه, or his side of the scale was heavy, the good deeds was heavier than the bad deeds, he go to Jannah. Whoever his bad deeds heavier than the good deeds, he go to hellfire. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said two words, Allah loved them the most, and they are so heavy in the scale of the person in the Day of Judgment. كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله العظيم. البخاري ومسلم. We all know this hadith, the man who will come in the Day of Judgment and he will see his bad deeds record so much and very heavy, and his good deeds in the other side very light. Then لا إله إلا الله will come, and it will be put in his good deeds, it will be heavier than the rest of, it be heavier than all the bad deeds. حتى تطيش لا إله إلا الله بهذه الذنوب الكثيرة. So that shows you two sides in the scale, and one for the good, one for the bad. As for saying that the deeds has no shape to be weighted, that's totally wrong. Why? Because the good deeds will be written in records. What we will be putting in the scale, the records. That's why the bitaqa La ilaha illallah doesn't come. It comes la ilaha illallah in a card, in a record. These records that you did, every good deed's written a record. So these records above each other. And then the collect of the records from good or bad, that will be weighted in the day of judgment. That's one. Two, in Nabi Sallam said that certain deeds Allah will turn it from something not material to be materialistic, to have a shape and weight in the skill on the day of judgment. This is something like exactly the surah of Ali Imran and Al-Baqarah in the day of judgment comes in a shape of clouds and two big falcons, two big birds. Allah give the shape of that verse. Allah will bring the death in the day of judgment in a shape of sheep. So Allah do whatever He wants. And the day of judgment different than these days. The skill of that day different than this skill. It's totally different world. You can put your mind or your logic to judge the day of judgment based on what you have here in this dunya. And also Allah will put in the scale human beings. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the feet of Ibn Mas'ud or the legs of Mas'ud in the scale on the day of judgment heavier than Jabal Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, because he has very tiny legs. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is people will come in the day of judgment. They are big, fat, huge. But their weight in the scale on the day of judgment will not be even equal to a wing of a mosquito. A mosquito's wing. لا يزن الرجل الطرير السمين العظيم عند الله يوم القيامة جناح بعوضة. Allah said, فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. They will weight nothing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's skill in the day of judgment. So the things will be weighted in the skill are different. The records, some of the deeds, the people themselves,